Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a color jungle pad in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, fully stock devices, and it's aimed at that deep jungle atmosphere that sits behind your breaks and bass without wrecking your mix. The big idea: classic jungle pads are often sample-based. You grab something harmonically rich, stretch it, loop it, and then you add movement, width, and space. The color part is that warm, slightly unstable texture that feels like it came off an old record or tape, not a pristine modern synth. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to a drum and bass tempo, somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll use 172. Now create two tracks. Make one audio track and name it Pad Source. Make one MIDI track and name it Jungle Pad Simpler. And if you want, create a return track called Big Space, but we can also keep the reverb directly on the pad for now. Next, we need a sample. You're looking for something that has harmony and sustain, but isn't too busy. A chord hit, a held string swell, a choir ah, a warm synth chord from a sample pack, even a little moment from a movie score. In the Ableton browser, try searching words like pad, choir, strings, ambient, texture, chord. Drag your sample onto the pad source audio track. Here's a quick teacher check before we go any further. If your sample has drums baked in, or it's extremely bright and aggressive, it can still work, but it's harder. For your first one, pick something floaty and warm. Now we're going to warp and stretch it the jungle way. Click the clip on pad source so you're looking at the clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro. That's usually the safest choice for chords and rich pad material. Set grain size around 80 to 120. Dart at 100. Then listen. If the sound gets weird and facey, try nudging grain size a bit lower or higher until it feels smooth. If the stretched sound gets chipmunky or weirdly deep, use the formants control, but keep it subtle. Think minus 10 to plus 10 tiny moves. The goal is not perfect realism, it's smooth and vibey. Now set up a loop. Turn loop on, and aim for a loop length of 2 or 4 bars at 172 BPM. Move the loop start and end points until you find a stable section, where the tone is consistent. If you hear clicks at the loop, use clip fades in Live 12, just tiny fades, to smooth the edges. At this point you should have a clip that can loop for a few bars and already feels like an atmosphere bed. Don't worry if it still sounds too raw. We'll shape it. Optional but really powerful, resample it into a clean pad clip so it's easier to manage. Create a new audio track and name it Pad Resample. Set its input to the pad source track, arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of that loop. Then consolidate the recording. Command or Control J. Now you've got a stable chunk of pad audio that behaves consistently. Next, we turn this into a playable instrument with Simpler. Take that resampled clip, or your original sample if you skipped resampling, and drag it onto the MIDI track, Jungle Pad Simpler. Ableton opens Simpler automatically. In Simpler, set the mode to Classic. Turn loop on. Adjust the start and end to a smooth section, like you did in the clip. Then use Simpler's fade control to remove clicks. Start with something like 5 to 20 milliseconds. If you're still hearing a click and you're getting annoyed hunting for perfect loop points, here is a great shortcut. Increase fade more, even up to 30 to 80 milliseconds for difficult samples. And if the loop has a weird bump where it repeats, try changing the loop mode back and forth, like a ping pong loop. That can instantly make it feel more natural. Now set Simpler's voices to around 6 to 10 so chords don't cut each other off. And add a gentle amp envelope, because pads shouldn't snap in like a stab. Set attack somewhere between 50 and 200 milliseconds. Try 120. Set release between 1.5 and 4 seconds. Try 2.5 seconds. Now when you play a chord, it eases in and floats out. Before we add effects, a quick tuning tip that saves beginners a lot of frustration. Drop a tuner device after Simpler for a moment. Play and hold a single note. If the sample sits consistently between notes, use Simpler's transpose in small steps, plus or minus a semitone, and maybe find a tune in sense, until it lands more cleanly. Remove the tuner after if you want, but it's a nice reality check. Now we build the color jungle pad chain. This is the classic workflow: tone shaping first, then space. If the pad is cloudy, fix it before you pour reverb on it. Right after Simpler, at EQ8. In EQ8, high pass the pad. Set a high pass filter around 150 to 250 Hz. Start at 180. If the sample is thick, use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. This step is non-negotiable in drum and bass. Pads and subs do not get to share the same space. The bass is king. If the pad sounds boxy, add a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB, with a wide curve. Subtle. Next, add auto filter for movement and vibe. Set it to a low pass filter. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 kHz. Then add a touch of resonance, around 10 to 20%. You want character, not a whistle. Now turn on the LFO in auto filter. Use a sine or triangle shape. Set the rate very slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. This is evolving fog, not wobble bass. Set the amount small, maybe 5 to 15%. Listen. The pad should breathe. Next, add chorus ensemble for instant width. Set it to chorus mode. Depth or amount around 20 to 40%. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width around 120 to 160%. Mix around 20 to 40%. Teacher note. Chorus is one of the fastest ways to get jungle vibe, but it's also one of the fastest ways to destroy mono compatibility. So after you like it, we'll check it in mono. Next, add saturator for warmth and that older sampler feel. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and adjust output so you're not clipping. If it helps, enable soft clip. You're not trying to make it loud. You're trying to make it feel printed, like it belongs next to breaks. Next, add hybrid reverb for deep space. Choose a hall or plate style. Set decay around 3 to 8 seconds, start at 5. Add pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important, because it keeps the pad's reverb from immediately smearing into your drums. Then use hybrid reverb's filtering. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. And set mix around 15 to 30%. Here's a really useful mixing trick. If the reverb is huge but messy, don't just reduce the reverb mix. Clean what goes into the reverb. Put an EQ8 right before hybrid reverb and high pass more aggressively there, like 300 to 600 Hz, maybe even a gentle low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. You'll keep the size but lose the mud. Finally, add utility for width control. Set width around 120 to 160%. And if your utility has bass mono, enable it and set it around 180 to 250 Hz. If you don't see bass mono, it's fine. Your EQ high pass is doing the main job. Now do the mono check. On utility, hit mono for a moment. If your pad collapses dramatically, reduce chorus mix or depth, or narrow the utility width until it survives mono better. You don't need it to sound identical in mono, but it shouldn't vanish. Alright, now let's write some pad MIDI that's jungle friendly. Keep it minimal. Jungle pads often hold one chord for a long time. Choose a simple key like F minor or G minor. Do an 8-bar clip. For the first 4 bars, hold a minor tonic chord. For the next 4 bars, move to something like the VI or Roman 7 chord for a moody lift. If you don't know chords yet, do a cheat that works ridiculously well in jungle. Play a drone note plus its fifth. For example, F and C. Hold it for 4 bars, then move both notes up or down to match a second chord feeling. And if you're worried about wrong notes, use Ableton's scale tools or MIDI transformations to keep everything in key. Now we bring in the real color. Automation. Over 16 to 32 bars, automate 3 things. First, auto filter cutoff. In the intro, keep it lower so the pad feels distant and muffled. As you approach the drop, open it slightly. At the drop, don't make it super bright, just a little more present. Second, hybrid reverb mix or decay. In intros and breakdowns, go bigger. When the drums and bass hit, tighten it slightly so the breaks feel close and punchy. Third, utility width. Make it wider in breakdowns, slightly narrower in the drop so the center stays strong. A nice arrangement template is, intro is pad and effects with the filter slowly opening. Build gets a bit brighter and wider. Drop pulls back the reverb a touch so the drums punch. Breakdown goes huge again. Now we mix it so it doesn't destroy the low end. First, confirm the pad is high passed. Second, keep the pad level conservative. In drum and bass, pads are often felt more than heard. A good test is turning your monitors down. If the vibe disappears completely at low volume, it might be all air and no midrange. In that case, reduce extreme high pass a little, or add a small wide boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If your break loses snap, the pad might be masking the crack and presence. Try a gentle dip on the pad around 2 to 5 kHz, just a little. And if you want that classic DNB breathing room, add sidechain compression on the pad. Put a compressor on the pad track, enable sidechain, and feed it from your kick or drum bus. Use a ratio around 2 to 1, tack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds, and aim for only 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. We want space, not an obvious pump. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic beginner pain. 1. Leaving low end in the pad. That will instantly make your bass feel weaker. 2. Too much reverb at the drop. That pushes your breaks into the background. 3. Over-widening. Cool in headphones, messy in mono. 4. Choosing a sample with drums or noise baked in. Harder to mix cleanly. 5. LFO movement that's too fast. Save that for special effects, not your background atmosphere. If you want to go darker and heavier, here are a couple quick upgrades. Try transposing the sample down in simpler, like -3 to -7 semitones, then still high pass it. It can sound heavier without actually stealing subspace. If you have roar in your Live 12 edition, use it very lightly, like 5 to 15% mix, just to add grime. For an old school band limited vibe, add a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz with EQ8. And if you want extra jungle fog without drowning in reverb, add echo before hybrid reverb. Say to 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback like 10 to 25%. Filter the lows and highs, and keep the mix tiny, around 5 to 15%. It adds depth without washing. Practice exercise, set a timer for 20 minutes.